law. A constitution, the standard of legitimacy. A constitution is the body of doctrines and practices that form the fundamental organizing principle of a political state. In some states, such as the United States, the Constitution is a specific written document. In others, such as the United Kingdom, it is a collection of documents, statutes, and traditional practices that are generally accepted as governing political matters. States that have written constitutions may also have a body of traditional or customary practices that may or may not be considered to be of constitutional standing. Virtually every state claims to have a constitution, but not every government conducts itself in a consistently constitutional manner. In its wider sense, the term constitution means the whole scheme whereby a country is governed, and this includes much else besides law. In its narrower sense, constitution means the leading legal rules, usually collected into some document that comes to be almost venerated as the Constitution. But no country's constitution can ever be compressed within the compass of one document. And even where the attempt has been made, it is necessary to consider the extra legal rules, customs, and conventions that grow up around the formal document. Written constitutions. In most Western countries, the Constitution, using the term in the narrower sense, is a scheme of government that has been deliberately adopted by the people. Examples are the Constitution of the United States, drawn up in 1787 and ratified in 1789, and still in essentials unchanged. The Constitution of the Weimar Republic, or that of the Federal Republic of Germany, brought into force in 1949, and the constitutions that France has had since the Revolution. The constitution in these countries is the basis of public law. It is usually enacted or adopted with special formalities. Special processes are devised for its amendment, and sometimes safeguards are inserted to ensure that certain provisions are unalterable.
The English Constitution. In England, there is no one document or fundamental body of law that can be described as a constitution in the sense that has been discussed above. The absence of any such document or of any distinction between public and private law has led to the suggestion, perhaps first made by Alexis de Tocqueville, that there is in England no constitution. Certainly, the English Constitution has no existence apart from ordinary law. It is indeed part of that very law. Magna Carta, the Petition of Right Act, the Habeas Corpus Act, the Bill of Rights, and the Act of Settlement are the leading enactments. But there are in no sense a constitutional code. And without a host of judicial decisions, scores of other statutes of much less importance, and a mass of customs and convention, these statutes would be unworkable. The sources of English constitutional law are diffuse: biographies, judicial precedent, textbooks, law books, the writing of historians, and political theorists. The autobiographies of statesmen, the columns of every serious newspaper, the volumes of Hansard, the minutiae of every type of government record and publication, This is what it meant by saying the English Constitution is unwritten. It is not formally enacted. Its rules have to be sought out in a dozen fields, not in any one code. Similarly, it is flexible, and here the contrast is with a rigid constitution. There are no special safeguards for constitutional rules. Constitutional law can be changed, amended, or abolished, just like any rule of private law. There is no field in which Parliament is forbidden to legislate.
End of part 2. Visit Education in Kulishkova page. Thank you.